USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new warnings being sounded about spikes of coronavirus cases in about half a dozen states, which are reporting new record high numbers of infections, like California with 71 new cases and Florida, 5,500 new cases. Nationwide, the numbers are nearing the peak that was reached in April, which was 36,000 daily cases. Hospital administrators are warning that they're worried they will run out of bed space needed to treat virus patients. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they're not seeing a spike, so travelers are discouraged from coming in from hotspots like Florida and Texas, and they'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
So we have to make sure we're doing everything and we're diligent and our citizens are diligent. We also have to make sure the virus doesn't come in on a plane again.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
One senator is calling for legal action against vandals who deface historical statues. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes that there should be legal consequences for mob violence against historic statues in the United States. Cotton adding the defacers of the Andrew Jackson Memorial videotaped themselves committing the crime and posted it on social media.
These aren't exactly criminal masterminds, Brian. They videotaped themselves, they posted on social media. The Department of Justice and the FBI should investigate them, arrest them, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There has to be legal consequences for this kind of mob violence. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse with every passing day.
Chemical maker Bayer says it will pay up to $10.9 billion to settle lawsuits over deaths caused by the weed killer Roundup. Courts decided it was a probable cause of cancer in 2015. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the pandemic continues, President Trump welcomes Poland's president to the White House. He announced plans for a defense cooperation pact.
We're going to be reducing our forces in Germany. Some will be coming home and some will be going to other places, but Poland would be one of those other places in Europe.
The president said he was very happy to learn that a court ordered an end to the case against his fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He's been exonerated. And I want to congratulate him. He's been through a lot.
Legal experts called the appeals panel's move an extraordinary order. For the fourth time in the last few weeks, Twitter has flagged a tweet from President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter writing that the post violates the company's abusive behavior policy. The president's tweet read, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Twitter wrote, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group. The warning is posted above the tweet and appears if users try to retweet it." The company is saying that although the tweet broke its rules, it will remain on the service given its relevance to ongoing public conversation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.